There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Super Bowl week. Joining me here on the set at Fox Sports Radio on behalf of Amorpho is Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver and punt returner, Britton Covey. Britton, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
It's all right, great. Let's dive in, because last year at this time you guys were prepping to play in the game on Sunday. I'm sure you've gotten this a lot, but you look back at 365 days from now, not being in the game, knowing that you were in it last year. Anything that you look back and say, you know what, I wish I would have done this, wish I would have maybe taken advantage of that. What are the feelings this time around not playing in the big game?
Well, keep in mind I was a rookie, so everything was new to me, right?
Yeah.
I remember being nervous and saying to myself, I'll appreciate this after the fact, because if I try to now, I'm going to psych myself out.
Sure.
So I think if I do it, you know, if we make another Super Bowl, I'll appreciate it a little more in the moment. But I couldn't afford to do that at the time, because it was such a spectacle. And I didn't want to, you know, you kind of told yourself, it's just a football game. Obviously, it's not, but that's what I had to tell myself.
But you played in big games at Utah, so like there's it's different with a Super Bowl, but was it just the level of everything? What was so intriguing about the week?
I honestly, it felt more like a performance than it did a game. Like everything, every timeout was like twice as long. The pre-show was twice as long. You were in the locker room during halftime for twice as long. And there was celebrities that were being shown during timeouts. You know what I mean? It felt like just a different type of football game than what you were used to. And I think that's what was different. Because I have played in big games before, you know. But it really felt like more about the game. And this one, there was so much media and attention that you had to stay focused on the game.
We usually think about the halftime, but it really just sounds like it's even more than that. The
national
breaks.
Anthem, that's the only one that they sing also. Was it America the Beautiful or something? Yeah. You know, there's like so much more that goes into it. And then it's all of that on top of how stressed you already are, you know, can make it tough.
Sure, sure. Britton Covey joining us here on Fox Sports Radio on behalf of Amorpho. What went wrong this year?
Yeah.
I know you've been asked a lot about it, but, you know, we know you lost both coordinators heading into this previous mm-hmm. season, and now you're entering next season with two new coordinators. Was it just as simple as that, or was there more going on in Philly?
I think that's the frustrating thing about the what went wrong question is everyone wanted to find out what went wrong and what was going wrong and trying to diagnose, okay, what do we need to fix? And the answer is that there was a lot of things. And I think that's the frustrating answer, because it's so much easier to just want to point at one guy or point at one thing and say, this is, we need to run the ball. We need to, you know, but it wasn't that. It's a combination of a lot of things. And that's what was frustrating. And once we started, we kind of spiraled. And anyways, it was tough.
Who is Nick Sirianni? We see him. We see, you know, there's antics. There's that. Who is Nick Sirianni when we don't see him on camera?
Here's what I'll tell you I love about Coach Sirianni. He's authentic to himself. That's what you want in a coach. That's what you want in a ref. Like, you want someone who's consistent and you know what
Real
you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's very authentic to himself. He stands up for his players. I can't tell you how many times he's bitten the bullet for one of his players, and we respect the heck out of him for it. And then he is a extremely smart offensive mind. I don't know defense, so I don't know. Yeah, he might be smart on defense too, but he's really smart offensively. He's been a part of some of the best offenses in the league. He could come in and be like one of the best receivers coaches in the league immediately. I mean, he was a receivers coach, but I am always shocked at how much he understands about being a receiver. And that's what's always funny to me when people try and talk down on Coach Sirianni. I'm like, yeah, you tried to talk down on him in the locker room after the season, and all you got was positive responses from all the players.
Wow.
So I love Coach Sirianni. I'd go to bat for him any day.
Sure. What we see on camera is 1% of who the person
totally.
Really is, and sometimes that's not even the real deal. Britton Covey joining us here on behalf of Amorpho. I'm going to get into Amorpho, but
yeah.
I just got a couple more areas, because I'm glad I'm talking to you today as opposed to yesterday, because today we now know that there is a kick returner in the Hall of Fame, a punt returner in the Hall of Fame. Devin
yep.
Hester makes it. Okay.
I'm ecstatic.
Tell me about what Devin Hester did.
Yeah.
In your position, that maybe people just don't understand on how good Devin Hester was or how important Devin Hester was.
Devin Hester literally changed the way punt teams punt the ball. Because you go watch Devin Hester highlights, and he's running by a lot of D ends. And, you know, there's a couple interior D linemen
sure.
on the punt units. You don't see that anymore. You see every punt team is full of linebackers, safeties, occasional running backs, receivers. It's speed guys, because it's the same thing with the wedge breaking kickoff
right.
returns. Like, they don't do that anymore. It's all about speed, because if Devin got past your initial line of skill positions, it was over, right? And so you don't see that anymore. So go look at punt return stats over the past 40 years, and you can see how in the past 8 years the total punt return yards in the league is drastically lower than the 30 previous years.
Wow.
And a lot of that is due to that, because teams punt the ball differently. First of all, punters are better than they've ever been.
Right.
But there's no more bigger guys. It's 95% skill positions and fast linebackers.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that people don't know that, because especially when he's up in a class with Andre Johnson and Torrey Holt, and I said it on the air on Wednesday. I said I think that Devin Hester should get in, and he got in on Thursday night. What is the difference between – I mean, we know it, but as a returner, punting
and
kickoff return. Yeah.
Well, kickoff return for me is a lot about having the courage to find – you have to set up your scheme based on the body type of the kick returner, okay? So if you get someone like Cordell Patterson, big, run downhill – everyone knows what their scheme is, and they basically say, try and stop it. He's
sure.
going to run downhill like a bowling ball. When you get someone like a Devin Hester, you're getting a bounce-type return where you're trying to get out the back door or trap the two or three on the outside. So that's about matching your body type to your scheme. You know, punt return, there's a lot more going on in punt return
sure.
because every punt's different. It's not, you know, every kickoff's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Every punt is different. And so you've got – so many different schemes. You know, I always get a kick out of when people think you can put any quick, fast guy back there to return punts. There's so much more that goes into it. You know, I mean, for me, it's all about knowing when to take risks. Sometimes getting upfield for 6 yards and getting down is better than trying to take it outside and losing three.
Right. And, you know, the touchdowns, everybody says, oh, just to give your team 20 yards field position is a big enough deal.
Oh, totally.
Tell us about Amorpho, the fitness brand that you're wearing, the weighted performance gear. What do we got here?
So you can hold this. It's a little, you know, it's pretty heavy. You can see. So I train with this every day. And for me, we've all known those guys who are like weight room heroes or just so strong in the weight room. And then on the field, they're not, you know, weight room performance doesn't always translate onto the field, but this, you can wear weighted apparel every time you train and you know that you're working the exact muscles that will perform on the field. So I can run routes with this or with my weighted shirt and tights that they have, and I know that I'm working the exact muscles that will actually translate to the game. And so I love it. It's called microloading. All these are little tiny weights.
Okay.
And so the shirts
That's
and pants,
where the heaviness comes from.
They go all up and down your legs, and they distribute the weight evenly, and it doesn't hurt your joints. But it's so revolutionary. I mean, the Eagles ordered 30 of these vests this year, so it's great.
I
love it.
Where can people check this out if they want or are interested in it?
Yeah, Omorpho, and just go on their
PHO
website, or
PHO. It's all right.
They go on their website, go on Instagram. They just got into Dick's Sporting Goods, which is pretty
all right,
cool.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's exciting.
You know what? One more before I got you, because this kind of so I have a buddy who's big Utah fan.
Okay.
His Mormon mission was in North Dakota.
Yeah.
I think you had a little better Mormon mission.
I went to Chile.
How you're an athlete.
Yeah.
How do you stay in shape?
Your mission?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, in Chile, it was so hard because I served in the farmlands, in the campo, that's what they call it, and they just wanted to feed me.
Right.
That was the first time I got up past 185 in my life. The truth is, I just said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about that. And I believe in God. I said, God, I'm going to serve you, and you help me with football when I get home.
Sure.
That's basically what I said.
Gotcha. Because I know it is a unique situation, especially for top-level athletes like you. It's, you know, I was curious on how that always worked out. Britton, thanks so much for the time. Amorpho.com, Amorpho, where they can find more information. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.